One more time, we see on the gospel Jesus being tested. We could say that in some way, in our lives, we live similar situations. In so many different ways, we face this kind of reality. We have before us a kind of test or dilemma, and we have to solve this problem, choose one of the options. And the Pharisees tested Jesus with a question about divorce, trying to trap him in three ways. The first way, it was the problem of a legal debate. They aimed to force Jesus to choose between the two schools of two Jesuit scholars, the school of Shammai, which allowed divorce only for serious offenses, and the school of Hillel, which permitted divorce for almost any reason. And in this legal debate, the Pharisees were trying to force Jesus to pick a side, causing division among his followers and weakening his influence. And we had another trap in this question, a political danger. If Jesus condemned divorce strictly, he could be seen as criticizing Herod Antipas, and he could create a problem, because we know what happened with John the Baptist. And this was the second trap against Jesus. And we had a third one, the interpretation of the law. The Pharisees wanted to challenge Jesus' alignment with the law of Moses, potentially exposing him as either too strict or in opposition to Moses, which would undermine his authority. But instead of falling into the trap, Jesus reframed the discussion by pointing out the third bank of the river. And here we have a wisdom, because how can we talk about the third bank of a river if the rivers, as we know, they have two banks? But with Jesus is different. And this idea, the third bank of the river, comes from a writer from my home province in Brazil, João Guimarães Rosa. He has a book called The Third Bank of the River. And the third bank represents something beyond ordinary human existence. If we apply this concept to Jesus, it is suggested that Jesus sees beyond the typical human divisions, beyond the dualities such as right and wrong, strict law versus grace, or worldly power versus weakness. Jesus points out the third bank of the river by moving beyond the legal debate and returning to the original purpose of marriage as found in Genesis. He bypassed the technicalities of the law and highlighted God's original design for marriage, a lifelong union of love and fidelity. This response not only avoided the trap, but elevated the conversation to a higher spiritual and moral plane. The third bank symbolizes a place that transcends our limited human perspectives, a space where God's wisdom, mercy, and vision reside. And it is a kind of reality or perspective that maybe can be used by each of us. When we have before us this kind of situation where we don't know which one we should choose, maybe we can think about the third bank of the river. How God, with His grace, with His wisdom, can enlighten our hearts and mind, showing a different possibility for each of us. And in how many times we have this kind of situation before us in our lives. But as we have seen here with Jesus' response, we know that when life confronts us with a dilemma, we can strive to reach the third bank of the river. And may God bless and inspire all of us. Amen.